This is D&D Encounters, Season 14, and this adventure is called Search for the Diamond Staff, and we are going to be using the D&D Next playtest rules for our group. We'll see how that goes. We've got six players, four of whom were at the game day, so that's good. You guys had a little taste of it already. Hopefully, are you guys all playing the same characters?
Yes.
Yeah, so again, we already talked about what those characters can bring forward, but you've got a little bit of familiarity, so that will certainly speed things up. Can you guys go around and tell me who you're playing here? We'll start with Ram and go around this way. And speak up, because we're not going to be able to hear that very well.
I'm Kasten, a fighter. I'm a swashbuckling noble.
Sorry, what race is your character?
A human.
Human? Okay.
I am a high elf wizard, so the stereotypic wizard.
Yeah, of course.
I am playing Alan Windstrigger. He's a human wizard, an illusionist build.
Okay.
I am playing Ken, a half-elf paladin.
I'm playing an elven ranger called Cassandra.
I'm playing Diederik von Spiesehen. He is a halfling bard. Rogue, but bard later.
Just once, I'd like Winston to build a character whose name is like Steve.
Yeah.
John.
Very pronounceable.
Oh, something very.
What's wrong with Alan?
Just something very straightforward. I mean, I applaud the creativity, but it's always fun to hear the names you give your characters.
Mine was Mr. Fuzzy.
So, a little bit of background for the new players. This adventure takes place in Forgotten Realms in the Dale Lands. You're actually going to copy this map in a few minutes in the game. This adventure takes place shortly after the events of the game day. During the game day adventure, many groups of adventurers simultaneously attacked Dragon's Lair in an attempt to recover a lost artifact called the Diamond Staff of something or other. I can't remember exactly what it was called. It was some name I couldn't pronounce, but I'm sure it's written down here on the sheet if I can ever find it. They were successful. They managed to defeat a bunch of the monsters. They managed to defeat the Dracolich that was guarding it. They managed to acquire the staff, and in the end they returned it to the wizard who had basically planned the whole thing out. And there was much rejoicing. The players, you know, got free beverages and all the things that come with completing an adventure. So, this takes place probably a week or two after that. And so four of the characters in the party actually were a part of that. Now, did you guys play at the same tables, or were you all at different groups?
Me and Winston were at the same tables.
So you guys were all, so you represented three of the five adventuring parties, so.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically we pick things up from there, and this adventure begins with the same wizard who had sponsored the previous adventure, Imani, who's going to introduce himself in a minute, and the adventure revolves around the staff. Now he's got the staff, what's he going to do with it? So for those characters who have this background, they're going to come into this knowing sort of, oh, okay, I got an idea what's happening, and for the newer players, we're going to bring you up to speed. So it's a cold, rainy afternoon in Hap, a tiny village on the outskirts of Battledale.
So on this map, Hap is right here.
Pretty much right. And this is where the Vault of the Dracolich was from the Game Day Adventure, so again, not too far.
Okay.
You are sitting in the village hall, a humble structure with simple split log benches and faded banners on the wall. Each of you has come to Hap in response to broadsheets tacked up on tavern doors and public halls throughout the nearby dales. A renowned sage and former adventurer named Imani is hiring a party for up to 1 month of work, with equal shares of treasure for each member of the venture. And then characters get a chance to introduce each other, which we've sort of already done. The hall's doors open, and the tall, bearded human of 50 years or so strides into the room.
He is still a child.
with deep brown skin and short graying hair, and he wears brown robes and a pair of spectacles. Beside him, a young human in a green tunic carries a large book and a writing quill. The older figure looks around, mutters, "I suppose they'll do," and heads to a private room off the main hall. The younger human with the book clears his throat. If you're here to see the sage, please come forward. So again, I assume that the partner pretty much does. And he's doing inventory for me. Okay, and you are, and yes, and how do I spell that? And what are you, you know, what is your occupation? What can you bring to this group?
So, well, I just recently graduated the Wizardry School. I have actually been doing some major research into paranormal events and activities.
Excellent. Okay, good job. And what do you bring to this group?
I have my sword.
Sword? I assume you know how to use that?
I do indeed.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll take you at your word then.
Fortunately, students are poor.
What do you bring to the table? Sorry, your character's female, right?
Yeah.
Anyone else play a female character?
I think it's mostly male here.
Please tell me you bring some much-needed class to this band of heathens.
Just movies.
I bring my bow, and I have some experience hunting wild animals around the
people.
It's the same explanation of why Black Widow is in the group.
You can start. What do you bringing to this group?
I'm Diederik von Spreeserhain. I bring the joy and the happiness to the party.
Obviously. I thought happiness the moment I saw you. Fantastic. And you good sir?
I'm clear, like, so my character has his three retainers with him.
Okay. So, he's got an entourage.
Yeah.
This is Turtle, this is Johnny.
I bring some.
A few strides in my field. I actually died.
I'll be the judge of that. What else do you bring to the group?
Well, my tears
for what it was like on the other side.
No, that you heard of me.
Well, I haven't, but I don't get out much. And Tyler? And he knows Tyler's character by name after not knowing you. Oh, I know you!
Ah.
Although I don't know what kind of character you're playing.
A wizard.
Oh, yes! I've heard of your magic ways in the... Yes, you are very well known around these parts.
Yes, my magic helped held off the dragon.
Indeed it did. If only more were like you, and hopefully some of you can aspire to be like him.
Aha, yes.
I've actually made some great strides in my research. I died last week and I actually got a taste of what it was like on the other side.
Really?
That's not exactly so enough.
I'm gonna make a note of that. Died and returned to life. Possibly insane. Okay.
Dying's not exactly a goal you should like.
Well, now that everybody's
researched, it gives me insight.
I think that Imani is ready to see you. And so the young dude ushers you into the room where Imani has just headed in. So the human in brown robes is seated at the head of a small table. As you gather and sit, he begins to speak. I am Imani, the Sage of Hap. I intend to mount an expedition into the ruins of Varian. Sure. On the borders of Mistledale.
Mistledale should be on the map somewhere here as well. Keepingdale, Tassledale, Harrowdale, lots of dales. Shadowdale. Oh, there we go. Realms of Varian here.
Okay. He actually probably would hand you this. Here's a map of the realms, you know, just to make his point. The ancient libraries and vaults of that long-lost elven realm are still hidden within the forest, protected by spells and wardings that have prevented entry to this day. But I have recently come into possession of a key. And he looks over at Winston's guy and he's like, no. Your task will be to escort me to these ruins, protect me from bandits and monsters, help me defeat or bypass any old traps that still remain, and guard me while I open the Vault of Song and study its secrets. As your employer, I claim half of any treasure we recover on the journey to the vault.
I say to him, will these three secrets of the vault fill the empty void in your life and make you feel full?
Yes, I believe it will.
Well,
find in the Vault of Song, I alone will be allowed to decide its disposition. I'm not making any promises on any shares of what is found in the vault, but I am fair and I will compensate anyone who deserves recompense.
You said it was elves. What kind of elves?
I saw a research
on dead elves, unfortunately. Those are the conditions.
I smell that body.
Are you willing to sign on, given these conditions?
I accept.
Well, this is... very interesting research opportunity. Very
interesting.
That's
cute.
Sure.
Objections?
And a little money doesn't help a poor old student who's been out of wizard school.
This adventure seems very exciting. I am bursting with joy. We should go.
Is anybody think that their character might be from the Dale Lands or have spent considerable time in the Dale Lands before this adventure began?
Are there high elves there?
There definitely would be.
I can't help but feel my guy's from,
the Dale Lands. Keepingdale.
Okay, so characters who think that they're players who think their characters are either from the Dale Lands or might have spent considerable time in the Dale Lands, give me a history lore check or just an intelligence check if you don't have lore history.
Political lore,
I don't have
natural
20.
Ram's got it. So Ram's a man. You actually know quite a bit about what he's talking about. I assume your good-hearted nature, you will share this information with the party? Okay, so.
I'm a lawful.
Imagine I'm Ram. So, in his, he's got pretty decent charisma. Ram's character decides to enlighten the party. You know, I know, but I know you guys might not know, and I don't, you know, the whole bit. Because let me fill you in on some of the details. He's like, Yuvarian was an elven kingdom that thrived in the western forest thousands of years ago, a realm of scholars and learning that was destroyed by a falling star. Its vaults are said to hold unimaginable knowledge and lore. Yuvarian was once one of the independent realms of the ancient are Korar, now the site of the Korramanthir Forest. Around 6,000 years ago, in an event historians now call 12 Days of Fire, a falling star plunged to the earth in western Korramanthir and destroyed Dvarion. The long valley that marks the present-day Missildale marks the place where the collision gouged the terrible wound in the ancient forest.
So that.
Listen, your character's sort of a bardish kind of guy.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Give me a history if you're trained, or just intelligence if you're not.
Okay, I'm not trained in history. Well, I have magic lore and religious lore.
It's just a straight up intelligence role if you don't have history lore.
Yeah, straight intelligence. All right. Just to see if your character's heard of the song, Volta song.
Nine,
not so much. Scholars? Anyone heard of the Vault of Song?
Yes.
History or just knowledge and intelligence if you're...
It's just going to be straight up intelligence because I don't have history.
I'll get the two wizards to roll it. No.
Huh?
Go ahead, intelligence.
Nope.
No.
Okay. I've never heard of this.
It's like, hmm.
Although the characters that did participate in the game day, you would realize that... When Imani talked about a key, I've recently acquired a key, you would have heard him making that reference before when you returned the staff. Basically, what you would know and what you'd be able to share with the newer party members is that the diamond staff was recently retrieved during an assault on the lair of the Dracolich, which you guys were a part of. The staff was named after a high mage of Yraven who was away from her realm when it was destroyed. The realm, not the staff, that is. Her staff is enchanted to open the magical wards of Yvarion, which would otherwise be impossible to defeat.
Oh, so the key is the staff.
The key is the staff. So when he said, I've acquired a key, the party has acquired a key.
All right.
Got it for him.
All right. So he after you guys have a little bit of a chit-chat, it's clear that he's got what he wanted at this point. You guys have any other questions for him?
How are we getting there?
We're going to travel on horseback. He goes, "It's I'm glad you asked. He's like, we leave tomorrow morning, so provision yourself for a long journey and be in the Millery Inn's courtyard by half hour after sunrise. Purchase what you need to put on my account. The village's shopkeepers will be happy to accommodate you within reason. I want to be in Peldon's Helm in 3 days. Specifically said he supplies horses, so that's why.
How dangerous is he?
Imani offers to pay for the party's gear, covering a riding horse with saddle and bridle for each character, a tent for the party, and other non-magical items totaling up to 20 GP per character, if necessary.
Is there a type of animal
probably
to ride?
Probably just free up on
small person, maybe, if they're agreeable to it.
I'm quite
what was your question, Randy?
Probably just that. Type up on rations and like trail rations, maybe like a bed.
Yeah. Adventurous kit is what you're
saying. Yeah, basically, if the characters, for characters that are new coming in, they should have everything they need from when they create the characters. For the characters that played the game day, you might have used stuff or lost stuff or had stuff taken from you.
Yeah, I'm gonna fill up
so
on.
This is an opportunity to basically just bring yourself back up to where you would be at the start of an adventure.
All right.
Three agents.
The party's makeup. You might be like, you know what? We don't have, say, an archer. We should go buy some crossbows. You know, it's that kind of. It just gives you an opportunity to round out the party.
I do have a crossbow.
You have an archer, so you should be okay.
But that's in case my magic side's no problem.
Okay, so with that, someone asks how we're going to get there. He says, we're going to travel by horseback. He basically says, go supply yourselves. I'll pay for, buy the horses, the thing, and any other mundane equipment. He's like, you know, the nightfall will be upon us within the hour. Why don't you guys go, the community is small, go check it out. Re-equip yourselves, anything you need. I encourage you to stay at the inn. It's humble, but it'll keep the rain off your head. And get a restful night in the bed, because from here on out, we're on the road.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'd
like to inquire.
Well, there are no tigers in the Dale Lands unless they're magically summoned, and unless if you have the power to do that and you can keep the beast under your control, I'm good with that.
I can handle an animal.
I'd like to inquire, is this just a basic treasure hunt, or are we actually going for like actual magical artifacts that could be a very,
magical
very
artifacts.
Interesting research potential?
Well, he says the vault itself... is one of the libraries of Yraven said to hold. So the Vault of Song is one of the libraries of Yraven said to hold a great store of arcane knowledge in the form of singing crystals. No one has entered the vault in centuries, and not even I know exactly where it is, though I do have some good general instructions. Its location matters not, though, until the staff is recovered.
I'm intrigued. Very intrigued.
So, he understands that a few of you are you know, basically knowledge whores. So he's like, you know, once he gets in, he's willing to offer you access to areas of the library, but again, he's concerned of dangers and things beyond your control, so he's making it very clear that when you get there, what he says goes. Don't be touching anything, don't assume you can take anything, but he emphasizes that he's fair. And you guys have all, for the returning characters, you guys have worked for him already once. You probably asked about him before and after, and you know, everything you've heard about him seems to indicate that he's a pretty straight shooter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any questions for him?
How dangerous a trip does he expect it to be to get there?
Well, he's like, there's always dangers. He's like, especially there's a lot of orc bands in the forest, but I'm hoping that if we move quickly and you know, quietly as you can on horseback, that we don't draw any unnecessary attention. Hopefully a party of seven of us will keep away any, you know, wandering creatures, but he's like, you know, you never know.
Will we be sticking to the roads?
As much as possible, because that'll give us the easiest way to cover the most distance.
Have you told anyone else about this adventure?
No. The ad that was posted was very much like the one I assume most of you saw. It just said that I was seeking adventurers for one month's worth of work. I didn't say what it was in the thing. I mean, people may assume that I want to travel somewhere, but you can go in any direction from here. So anyone who wishes us ill will is you know, going to be starting from nothing.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Good to work with you again.
Okay. So he bids you good night. He says get a good night's rest, and he goes off to every room, and then the student is like, okay, I know.
I'll spend a portion of the night playing music in the room.
We're not there yet.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were.
So as the characters leave his cottage, I'll read this here. So the tiny village of Hap spreads in a small, cleared area in the southern part of the forest of Cormanthyr, beneath a crag known as Hap Tooth Hill. 20 buildings stand along or near its single main street. A cart track leads west a few miles to Rothavers Road, the main route through Battledale, while a footpath runs north and east around the shoulder of Haptooth Hill towards Featherdale and the treeless moor known as Cold Fields. This is all on the map. The village buildings feature sturdy timber frames on firestone footings and include a smithy, a sawyer, general store, stable, and a shrine. The only place to stay in Hap is the Millery Inn, which is where he told you guys to meet him in the morning.
Right.
So, those are basically the, and then everything else would just be residence and cottage, sort of like the ones on the map. They're very small, very humble. So, if you want to go to any of those places to do anything specific, you can. I have a little description of the buildings. Otherwise, we can just assume that the party heads to the inn, but I mean, you guys can split up if you want.
Well, I would like to work at the inn for a night. I will play some music.
Okay, so you're going to head to the inn. What does everyone else want to do? Ivan, what do you want
to
do?
I'm going
to go to the inn.
I'll
go to the inn too.
Inn?
Yeah, totally gone.
In? Randy?
In, do some little things, notes, okay. And research.
Let's figure out where before we figure out what.
In.
In?
I'm also.
Okay, everyone goes. Nobody needs any equipment. You don't need to stop at the general store.
Nope.
Okay. Didn't think so, but just want to make sure that you guys know that's an option.
I piled up on reagents before.
Okay.
I'll probably buy a dagger. Just
sure. What were the races of the group? Elves and humans?
I'm a halfling.
A half elf. Okay. Nobody's playing orcs or half orcs.
Okay. They're all go on to the.
Okay. Alright, so jokes. The Millery Inn, old and weather beaten, the Millery offers poor lodgings, but it's better than sleeping in the rain. The inn's common room serves as the only tap room in Hap, and when you arrive, a dozen or so villagers and farmers are gathered here in the evening to gossip, smoke, and drink by the fire. So as you guys arrive, probably about a half an hour of daylight left. I don't know if you've traveled far to be here, or maybe for the characters that adventured nearby, they've probably just been chilling out in the nearby vicinity, but you know you got a long journey ahead. So you probably want to try and take it easy. The proprietor is a tall, big-bellied human named Brandon. So Brandon meets you. Oh, welcome. You must be Imani's men and woman. He explained
that. How did you know these?
He spread word through the village that he expected some guests to be arriving and that we should extend the greatest courtesy to you. And, of course, we would have, regardless of his instruction or not, but... What can I do for the lot of you? Do you need rooms for the evening?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I can offer you. Our rooms are very modest. They're very small. But it beats sleeping on the floor.
Right.
Unless you want to sleep on the floor. At least the floor is hard and dry. So that's certainly an option. A room with two beds goes for 1 gold piece per evening. However, we have a loft in the upper area. It's not nearly as comfortable. And it's not quite as nice. But for 2 silver pieces, I let the lot of you sleep up there. It's up to you.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know how friendly you are with each other.
I have no problem.
Yeah, my personal space things. I think I'll take the extra money and go for the room.
I have no problem with loft. Anybody care to?
I don't think tracking the exact coinage is going to be a huge deal in this game, but it's a gold piece for a room. If you want to split the cost with another PC, that's fine. If you want your own room,
I like my own private room.
I like my own room, I think.
Heavy research.
Okay, so he. He gets a whole thing with the room set up. It's clear he doesn't have any rooms. The inn itself. It's pretty clear after you get there, sort of look around a bit, that the inn is a very old building. It's been sort of repurposed, and like Brandon seems to be, there's only one other person there with him. Like, it's obvious that he tries to keep the place as up to speed as he can, but when he's just one guy, right? So he's going so much. So the building is certainly in need of some minor repairs, but nothing major. The roof's not going to collapse, the walls aren't going to fall down, but you can definitely see there's like little jobs that he just hasn't had a chance to get to. But he continues to have a positive attitude, and he smiles, and he treats you well, and as other people are coming out, and he serves the beers and stuff. He suggests you guys try the stew, because in every D&D game I run, that's all the taverns ever serve, is stew.
Stew.
Yeah, stew. It's Brendan's surprise. You'll be surprised how little meat is actually in it, but it's quite delicious.
It's rock stew.
He goes, again, you're going to be eating trail rations for the next few days, I would imagine, possibly longer. You know, this could be the last time you get something prepared for you, a meal out of a bowl with real utensils. Yeah. So he's like, I encourage you to try the stew.
Okay.
So I'll pull up
I asked the innkeeper if I may perform tonight.
What kind of performances do you do?
I play music, I tell him.
Are they body songs? We could use some humor.
Yes, they're quite humorous.
Are you sure?
They're quite full of the funny.
I know.
Wait, is this part of the gag? I get it! It's hilarious!
I tell them they are the happiest songs I know.
Well, prepare for the song. It's better than what we had here last night, which was nothing. So yes, absolutely.
All right. So they're a bit like Elvis Costello style.
Okay.
The music.
I'm just like
about farmers in the field all alone, kind of like working in aloneness.
It's Elvis Costello performing at Dana Crow.
Yeah.
What is this? I have no idea.
It's very monochromatic music, but it's very.
Form-check.
Okay. I'm superior skilled in this. I get two. I get an advantage. I'll take the roll 14. So
one of the 14s.
Yeah.
20 plus. It's your charisma, right?
Yeah. 23.
Okay, so Winston rocks it. He's not up there 10 minutes, and like people are like, holy crap. It's like, imagine someone has never heard a genre, like let's say a person has never heard jazz in their life. And it's like, whether they love it or hate it, it's just so different than anything they've heard before. They're fascinated by it. They're like enthralled. They're very much not sure, is this good? Is this awful? Is it? But they're definitely interested, and they're definitely excited. And, you know, again, it's better than the nothing they had last night. So Winston's making a lot of good friends.
The keeper reminds me to keep it happy, so the end is on like, and then he lives happily after. Dun, dun.
And you get the slow, awkward golf claps where they're not sure.
It's done?
And the one guy's like, yay. And you know, whenever you stop singing, the bartender's like, who needs a beer? And 12 hands go up.
Business is great for him tonight.
So Vincent's spending the night doing some performing. Anyone else want to take care of any other business while we're here?
Probably barkeep. I'll get the stew and bottle of ale, and I like to get somewhere a little bit removed so I can work on the research.
Well, yeah, the room is not very big, so he's like, well, we can certainly get you a table in the corner. And one of the regulars is there, he's like, you know, Steve, would you mind giving up your table for our guest here this evening? His friend is up there performing right now. The guy's like, yeah, the guy's pretty great. Yeah, no problem,
I also kind of try that, just like, my small town you got, just curious stuff. Any unusual phenomenon happening around? Any, old wives' folklore tales?
No, he's like, he's talking to the barkeep still?
Yeah, and like
he's like, no, he goes, it's pretty quiet in this part of the Dalelands.
Are you looking for side quests right now?
Yeah, he's like, he goes, Amani.
A little research, I have to ask.
Yeah, Amani does his part to keep danger away. He's like, unfortunately, there are orc raiders do come through, but we haven't had a raid in a number of years. He goes, the last raid we had, was quite terrible. We did lose a number of our villagers. In fact, two of young teenage boys, their parents were both killed while they were defending the town. But they were adopted by our dwarven smith, and they're actually handling very well. The town's very close knit. We're all it's like one big family, but. Really, there's nothing unusual. It was a very quiet, peaceful town, and people here are happy.
Any folklore sort of thing, like stories you hear from the woods?
No, he's like, nothing comes to mind, but he's like, you can talk to Imani. I'm sure he'll talk your ear off during your trip.
Okay.
Anyone else want to do anything?
I'm just
chilling out, having some stew, listening to Winston's songs. Okay.
My thing, I gotta know. I'm gonna ask. Say, like, any weird stuff.
It's all very depressing, but these are my happy songs. You don't want to hear my sad songs. Yeah?
Okay, so, Winston's in about his fourth or fifth song, and then outside, the shrine's bell suddenly begins to toll. You hear the ding.
Okay.
And, like, everyone in the bar immediately, like, freaks out. Some of them jump up from their chair, and a couple of them are like, ugh! Like, clearly something is bad is happening. That's what the bell means. The locals in the common room leap to their feet in alarm as the door flies open. A burly young human in leather aprons of the smith bursts into the room. Orcs, he shouts. Orcs and wolves are attacking!
Oh, no.
And, like... It's chaos everywhere.
In response, I pull out a leather cured leather, and it disintegrates, and I have elven magic armor on now.
Sweet. One of the guys is like, I must get home to my kids. And the other one's like, my family knows to come here. This is a safe spot. And so, like, the locals seem to sort of, they haven't had one of these raids in a long time, but this is clearly something they practice for. Although a couple of them are kind of freaking out. So Brandon sort of addresses Brandon.
I hate interruptions.
Although, you know, we practice for this kind of thing, we usually hide. If your group can do anything to waylay these orcs, possibly stop them from attacking the town, possibly from stopping them from killing us, we would be greatly appreciative, and I'm sure Imani will reward you accordingly.
I said, you don't even have to ask.
Yeah.
While this is happening.
We've got this.
We've got this. Okay, perfect. So, and a couple of people are like, oh, thank you. Good job. So the party takes off.
Okay.
The sound of
the
fight.
So can we, like,
run away?
On the way.
Run away!
I'm gonna pop off one of my cantrips, mage armor.
I'm trying to think of.
I cantrip resistance. What does that do? I don't know.
When I ran this the other night, I used the map upside down. I was just
actually,
wondering.
Actually, I gotta pull out my thing.
Jesus,
I gotta get that spell list.
Yeah, tell me what resistance does if you find that there.
It gives you a +1d4 to your next saving throw.
Oh,
you can only have one act at that time.
All right, so I'll have like so one.
You're the warrior, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna use it on you.
Yes. Okay.
You I'm fine for one that. Defense. You can add a 1d4 to it.
Cool.
I don't have orcs. I actually have lots of orcs, but I forgot my minis. So Craig has kindly donated his minis for the evening. He doesn't have orcs. He's got drow. So, the party will be approaching from the road from this side. So if you guys can put your guys sort of like in this area.
I've got an extra one. What do you want?
Behind the rocks?
I'll be gunned down.
Sorry.
I'm going to read you the description here because then I got to switch over to the playtest materials. Okay. At the end of the main street, orc warriors wearing leather gauntlets studded with broken teeth are dashing from house to house. Wolves in iron collars race alongside them, snarling at anything that moves. Several villagers lie dead in the streets as others run for their lives. Orcs with torches are attempting to set fire to the buildings, but dampness from the recent rain is making that difficult. Does anyone have natural lore?
Nature lore? No, unfortunately, no.
Folklore, magical lore, religious lore, forbidden lore.
What's the light like? Is it still
bright out? The description of that.
But maybe the fires can activate their slaying.
So the illumination, the setting sun, and the lamps inside the buildings fill all the areas on the map with it for this encounter with bright enough light that vision is not a problem. Trees, the space the trees occupied, are difficult terrain. Trees provide part. Actually, I've got a new description for that based on the rules.
Hang on. At the bag and find.
So
I got something in here.
I'm gonna open my cloak and a bat flies out. I'm like, go search the area, see if like any if any orcs are like where the orcs are. He buggers off.
So well, your
I know it's not that great, but
no, it's familiar.
Oh, you're familiar.
It's
okay.
A bat familiar.
So the other information is about the rooms. The doors are closed. Some are locked. Some are barred. Characters can either use an action to try and get through them. They can try and smash them down. You can try and knock on them and see if people will let you in. There's a number of ways to try and get inside if you want to try and do that.
Okay.
Now I have. We're unable to see the sneak here.
Can they see us yet?
Yeah, hold on a second. Do you have any more minis?
Yeah.
I need two PCs. Sorry, I see seven minis up there. Oh, are you playing?
He's just
oh, okay. The guy's using dice. What actually are you playing?
I'm a warrior.
I'm a wizard.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. What's a d4?
Oh, wizard.
I'm a d4. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, who's a d6?
Like a
who's a d6?
I'm the d6. Yeah. I was a wizard.
Wizard? Wizard did it.
The roguey looking thing is me.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, same guy.
That's exact same mini you used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always hand out as well. Okay. I should probably play some more.
It is a very stereotypic wizard.
You're some fuzzy thing as
well.
You're the bat. You're my bat. I'm like, holy wow, you got
no,
bat.
No, he's cuter than a bat.
I don't know. Flying foxes are pretty cute.
Some bats. Fruit bats.
Oh, already. Surrounded.
Yeah, you guys arrive on the scene and there's like stuff going on. They're smashing down doors and smashing down windows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll put another guy up here, whether or not.
Okay. So as you arrive on the scene, you can already see orcs. These undead looking rat things are actually wolves.
There's three of those, and all the rest are orcs.
The orcs are armed with axes and short bows. They're all the same.
Can my guy's gonna shout like as loud as he can. If you leave now, we won't kill you all.
You hear this guy in the sky laughing. Okay, believe it or not, the orcs rolled natural 20 on their initiative plus their mod, so they actually go first. Unlike when I ran this the other night, where they went last because they're all natural 1. So, all right.
What are those?
That's just like a little.
So no problem shooting.
Yeah, it's just there for flavor.
Okay.
Okay.
Reaction.
Run away!
He's just gonna run back and forth.
Run away.
Are there any spellcasters here other than this guy?
That's right beside in front of him that looks like a rogue. It's a spellcaster right there.
This guy double moves and ends up over here. He moves in such a way as to not provoke from that guy.
So there and
yeah. So this guy gets there but can't fight. This guy gets there and takes a swing at whoever's that in front.
So we'll do that.
Yeah, you're the one that chose to stand up front. I was
8 points damage slashing.
Ow.
These two guys have bows. They're going to shoot at whoever these two guys are right here.
Okay,
me.
Okay, so yellow man, you're going to get the gold dice. And little guy,
do I have concealment being
next to
you?
Sure,
just check this.
If they're between you and them, you do. Okay, gold dice, so whoever that wizard is there, 10.
That will not hit.
14 on the other guy.
So that'd be you.
14 on me would hit.
Okay. 3 points of piercing.
After the mission.
These two guys open fire. Let's say this guy will shoot at Winston and this guy will shoot at... Is this Michael?
That's me. It's me.
Okay, so one at Winston, one at Michael.
Oh, is it?
Gold. Yeah, this is me.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking, but he did.
No, I think that's
on Michael, we got a 15.
15 against...
Armor class. Everything's against armor class.
Oh, okay.
15 or...
Nope, doesn't hit.
Okay, Winston got a 25.
It's a crit, right?
Yeah. So it's going to be 14 points of damage. No, sorry, those were bows. 2d6 points, my mistake. Okay, these two guys ignore you, and they're clearly doing something here at the house. Actually, that guy probably moved over to the door. Okay, then I got Randy, Vaughn, and Rand.
All right. Pass on the thing. I'm going to bloody thing. We'll find
So, Randy, you got two dudes next to you.
Yeah. I'm going to cast what's called Mirror Image.
Okay.
It basically, my form kind of shudders to, like, there's, like, many of me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish I had
that. Takes an action, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to move as well?
Yeah,
I'm just going to find it. Probably
not. No.
Movement at this point is going to provoke, so I assume you're going to stay put?
Yeah.
Okay. Vaughn, then Ram.
Precise shots means I can fire over someone, or how does that work?
It's where are you on the map?
You can shoot through people. I'm pretty sure.
No, if a guy is right next to you, like right now, normally if I was shooting at Tiff, Winston would give her cover. Because he's right next to you, he wouldn't. But if there was another person down there, one and two people, I can ignore him, but I'd still have to take care of that one.
So it looks like you can hit so, back.
But you can easily move, right? You can just move around to here and shoot if you want, which is probably gonna be better. Less chance of missing.
Okay, I'll do that.
You can move up to, I think it's 6 squares. 5, 6.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What kind of character are you playing?
Ranger.
Ranger, okay.
So you move there, there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And shoot
open
this.
Fire? Sure thing.
So
roll a d20 and add your attack number. So you should have all your weapons written over here.
Yeah.
So there's a plus there, add that to your dice roll.
12.
Yeah. No, so which numbers do I add to Ram?
There's a plus attack. So 6 plus whatever you roll.
14.
14 hits. So then roll whatever the next says in the brackets there. That'll be your damage.
In the bracket?
Probably a d8.
It just says plus 4.
Check the back. I think we wrote it on the equipment on the back.
There we go.
I think a bow is a d6.
Longbow, though.
1d8. 1d8.
Do you need
the
d8?
He's
got dice.
Well, I'm not sure.
The one that looks like this.
Okay, I'll just worry you.
Yeah. 5. 5 plus.
4.
Go back to your front page. So, yeah, so right in here, is for the longbow, it's going to be 1d8 plus 4. So, what did you roll there? What is that?
5.
5 and 4, 9 damage. Okay. He's still standing, but he looks very hurt. And you've done everything you can do, so we're going to move on to the next one. So it's Ram, then some monsters, then Michael.
So I will run around to here.
Yep.
And smack him with my sword.
Okay.
Don't slice him.
Now remember, flanking doesn't give you anything. So.
Clap a blade.
Great. Ooh, nice. Wow, that's a stack of 20 tonight.
So.
Okay, so you roll the dice twice.
Yeah, I also have weapon. Mastery, so I'm supposed to roll 2 dice and pick the highest for the first one. Okay, so it'll be 8 plus 13 damage. Oh, sorry, 13 plus 6, 19 damage.
19 damage. Which guy? The guy who was already wounded or the fresh guy?
Fresh guy.
Okay, so this is what happened. You use a melee weapon?
Yeah, it's a rapier.
Okay, so you managed to stick it right through his neck and pull it out, and like the blood is gushing out. And you realize that within a few seconds he's going to fall down, but he seems to be like that just enrages him. It's like he's basically going to get another swing before he falls down. But it's clear that nobody needs to hurt him again. He is going down, but you still have these stealth are dangerous.
He's the last person to draw.
So, the wolves. They get a big speed. 50. Perfect. That wolf manages to get right to there. Just goes to there. It attacks. Who is this? That's Ram?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, buddy. Roll another crit. Sorry.
What's the...
That's going to be 12 damage.
Alright.
Piercing damage.
I'm at 25.
And it knocks you prone. Okay. This wolf manages to smash through this door and goes inside and starts wrecking the hell. You hear people screaming as the wolf like starts eating a little kid. Okay, I got Michael, Tyler, Winston. Then back to the top.
Okay.
So Michael first.
We're gonna try and get into these houses.
Let's see.
Perhaps seeing the child in there.
Yeah, if I have a speed of 60, how many squares do I get to?
Okay, so you're adjacent to that guy.
Yeah.
You can use your disengage action, so basically instead of fighting, you can move away from him safely.
Right.
Or you can just move away from him like you would normally, but he'd get a free swing.
I'll just attack him.
Okay.
There we go.
He's taking some damage already. You figure any hit should probably kill him, but... Right. Much like the other guy, he's probably going to go into the death rage, so...
The death rage.
See what you can do.
Sure.
What kind of weapon are you using?
Sword.
Sword? Okay.
Is that reach or...
Holy...
This
guy's oh, right. So that's 22.
Oh, yeah. Their armor class is 13. You guys should have no problem hitting him. Okay. And what kind of weapon are you using? Longsword?
Longsword.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You hack a big piece out of his arm. He's clearly enraged in his death throes
yeah,
now.
Six damage.
A good time
yep,
to retreat.
More than enough. So those two orcs are like in a fit of death rage. They will get one more swing each, and then they will drop dead.
Now, will I be able just to move away now?
No. Well, you can, but it's going to draw an attack. The only way to safely move away is to give up your attack.
Right.
So in this case, you're sort of stuck there and hope like hell that he attacks someone else.
Maybe I should sit in the sword condition.
Okay. After Michael, we got Tyler, then Winston.
All right. I am perfectly in range to use Sound Burst on him, which will hit all of them.
Nice.
So
do I make saves or do you make attack rolls?
I think it's a save.
I think it's probably a save. Sound Burst.
Yeah, con saving throw.
Okay, so for my two orcs, what's the DC?
Your save DC should be intelligence plus.
So I got a.
It's probably your intelligence plus two at this level, but we can double
six.
Check if it's close.
Six.
So that sounds right.
No, it's okay. 10. It's the base, and then there's.
So 16.
So I need 15s in order to save, so I got a plus one. So this guy will be the gold, this guy will be the green. I got a 6 and a 4, so they both fail, and the wolf rolled the 1. So they all failed, they're safe.
Yay.
So what happens?
3d8s.
Do all of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's basically like a sonic boom.
Yeah, and they're all deaf if they survive.
Their ears are bleeding.
Oh, that's almost the worst damage you can roll.
Yeah.
So 5 damage off of 3d8, which is unfortunate. Hurts them, but doesn't kill them.
Dice.
And they're all deaf.
What? Okay. Tinnitus. He gave them all tinnitus.
All right. Are there any other effects
blew out
besides
all
deafness?
Their ears.
No.
Okay.
Besides the terrible.
Where are you on the map? Do you want to move? You can see these two orcs rushing. Like they came rushing around. They're more than likely going to barrel right into the party next time around.
I'm going to move.
Okay.
There.
Winston.
All right.
Then the orcs.
They're going to barrel into me anyway because no one's going to protect me. So I'm going to spend the entire round to perform the bonus up to the DM.
So you're going to do your action to perform?
Yeah.
To do what?
Perform a song.
For what intent?
To give a boost to the party, hopefully.
Okay.
Perhaps a defensive boost in this case. I think that would be most useful, right?
Yep. Give me a perform check.
Okay. I'll take the 17. So it'll be 23 plus 3, 26.
Okay. The party is nearby, they can hear you, they seem to be inspired. Dun, 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 dun. Dodge more quickly, dodge more. And they're moving to the beat and they're, whoop, dodge that, dodge that.
You see like three of me dancing around.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like very.
Do you want to move?
My mirror
Oh, I can still move? Okay, nice.
So they had a standard of move.
I'll move into these rocks to hide. I'll sneak into these rocks. As a small creature, can I sneak into those rocks?
Well, I mean, they know you're in there, but they may have to get right on top of you to see you. You'll be hidden from the archer for sure.
All
right.
I'll
make it a hot check.
I'll take the 4, 7, 7 plus...
7 plus 2 is 9.
Okay. Round 1, good. Round 2. We're going to do these two guys before they drop dead. So, sorry, this is Randy? Who did the big boom over here?
Me.
Where are you on the map?
Behind everyone.
Draw from the guy on the ground. Okay, this guy will attack the guy on the ground.
That's me. Right.
What kind of defensive bonus? Natural 1 plus 1?
Then he drops dead.
Okay.
This is going to move, which will draw an opportunity attack from this guy. You're
take it.
Prone, so you're at disadvantage. So you got to roll 2 dice and take the lower one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not a crit. Still hit.
Just not a crit.
Unfortunately, he's still in his death throes, so he's going to do a ton of damage.
So I do 3-9 damage.
So he's still, that's enough for him to stay alive. So he gets to, sorry, who is moving?
I guess it's Tyler.
you roll? Say what? I actually hit you. 18.
Yep, that hits.
8 damage, slashing damage. So he basically dives out, Ram clips him on the foot, he doesn't care, the foot comes right off, he manages to get his axe into you, lands on the broken foot, and just like crumples into a pile.
What kind of defensive bonuses am I granting here?
Let's say plus one as long as you keep it up.
Okay.
Do I have a pencil?
Alright, so
plus one. And they gotta be able to hear you, so let's say like within 30 feet. Alright. So 6 squares.
No.
Okay, those orcs are done. These orcs, however, are not done. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alright, so what?
Okay, this guy will attack Prone Man, this guy will attack Winston.
Prone Man.
How much time is in a round?
Winston. 6, 10, 5, 15.
It matters because how long I spell
6 seconds.
15 actually.
6 seconds.
Yeah.
15 hits.
15 hits?
That's my last 2 minutes.
That goes beyond that.
That's 10 rounds.
Okay.
That's a pretty long time.
I am bloody. This guy's move up a bit.
We don't track that anymore, so it doesn't matter. Okay. It's good to know. This orc. And these guys all go inside. You don't know where they are. They're all. You can hear them in there. These two guys move up with their bows. Who we got? Who's this?
That's me.
And who's this?
That's me.
Okay, you two guys are getting arrows. Mike, you're gonna be the gold dice.
All right.
I rolled another 20. Wow.
Damn.
Dice. Okay, 6 points of piercing. All right. You only got a nine on you. So 9 doesn't. I double check.
Yes.
So it's all your attacks are against this number. So I need to get that number or higher. So I got a 9. Not gonna do it. So the arrow flies past you. You're fine.
Okay.
And those guys continue to ransack the room. You can see they've lit something on fire from the inside, and the screams have stopped. Whoever was in there is no longer screaming.
Sweet.
All right. Randy, then Yvonne, then Rand. All
right. Now for range attacks, it still has the rules where they can attack if you try it for close range. Right?
What?
The rules where you try to use a range at that kind of distance, they'll get an opportunity on you.
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's not there?
You don't draw an opportunity attack for using a ranged weapon or a ranged attack next to a guy. It's not in the new rules yet.
Okay.
You used to have disadvantage. You don't anymore.
Unfortunately, like, he sees 3 of me aiming my wand at him, so he's not quite sure which one's going to be the real one.
Okay.
So, doesn't matter. Doesn't give me advantage anyway.
Sorry, who are you attacking? This guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ray of Frost.
Do you attack or do I save?
Huh?
Do you make an attack roll or do I
make
a save?
Yeah, I make an attack roll.
Okay, roll it up.
It's a plus 5. I think it's 8. There's only 1 defense.
Yeah.
Not 11 versus AC?
Nope, 13 is your number. So unfortunately, it's not going to hit. So you try and zap him, he dodges out of the way. Do you want to move? It'll provoke, but.
I do have that maze images, so there's 3 of me. If I move away, he's going to have to...
Well, it's your call if you want to move.
I'll move. One. Okay. A little bit more back. Roll
d6.
Can I
borrow your d6?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So how does this work?
If you roll 5 or 6, you hit me, but if it's not...
5. So I'm attacking. I'm actually attacking you.
I only rolled a 9, so I'm missing. But what's added up? What is it? Because my AC is not the greatest.
9.
Oh, it's 9. 12.
I rolled a 5. I rolled a 4 plus his 5.
So yeah, it's like.
I know everyone's AC is at least 10.
Clipped bit of my rope.
Do you want to move more than that?
Well, I mean. I just want to get away.
That's fine. Okay, Vaughn, you're up. Where are you? Which guy are you? What would you like to do? Clearly, there's some badness going on down here in this house.
I'd say they're already dead.
Most likely, but those orcs aren't going to stay in there with the fire burning. So it stands to reason they're going to be coming out in a second.
You can shoot the dog or the people.
I shoot this guy. Or...
Oh, you usually did both. Sorry, I thought you were a sword guy. Yeah, okay, sure. You
want to shoot a sword one of these guys? Bow. Sure. He shoots swords with his bow.
Okay, fire away. So it's your d20 plus 6, if I remember from last time.
You're a bleach character.
No.
Unfortunately, that's not going to be enough. Now, do you want to move? You can move up to 6 squares.
I think I'm...
You know where you are? Okay, Ram.
Standing up is action.
Standing up counts as your move now. Yeah, they routed that. All right. Used to be only a partner.
So I'll stand up, and I will take a big swing at the...
Dog?
The dog.
It's a wolf, even though it's a rat.
Yeah, so the wolf next to me.
Okay. Is it a rapier still?
Sorry, it's a trident. But it's 12?
12 is exactly what you need. 12 for the wolves, 13 for the orcs. That's the one that's taking 5. Oh no, this one's over 5 damage. Okay.
I'm gonna spend an expertise dice to just add damage.
Okay.
So that's 6 plus 4. It's 9 damage.
9 damage? Okay. Still standing, but it's very badly wounded. Okay, and look at that! It's a wolf's turn!
Can a wolf see me though?
Okay, let me do these two wolves. This one will attack Ram, this one will attack Winston.
Winston, you're bold.
So that's going to be a...
Nineteen will hit.
Yeah, so you take 6 damage, and Ram, you're going to get...
I am at negative 14.
Versus AC or 14 damage?
You?
14 AC.
Oh, that doesn't hit. I have 18.
Okay, so Winston's down for the count.
Yep.
Which is unfortunate. Okay. This wolf comes barreling out of here. Gets to there. Michael, then Tyler, then Winston.
I'm going to move up here.
Okay.
Attack.
Okay.
Ah, come on.
Guessing that's
10.
10 is not going to be enough. Okay, Tyler, then Winston.
I'm going to move there.
Okay.
You are now at 1 hit point.
Nice.
You got a spell?
Yes.
Swift action.
Fantastic.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Swift action.
And I'm going to summon the lightning out of my hands and hit 1, 2.
This rat has taken a little bit of damage.
That's why I'm not doing too much because I've got so many spells in there.
You're gonna have. There's 3 encounters this.
I know.
Chapter.
So yeah, those guys.
These 3 here.
Yeah, you have to make a con save.
Con saves. Okay. I'll do the 2 humanoids. Gold the far one, green the close one. What am I rolling? What's that? Constitution.
16.
Versus which save them? Constitution.
It's
Constitution.
Con.
No, both missed. Or both. I failed both times.
Okay.
And on the wolf, same number. I rolled 3 5s. Okay, so they all failed. How much damage did you take? That's better than the last one.
11 damage. 11, 13 damage. Sorry.
Okay. That is clearly enough. This thing just explodes. These guys both, like, their eardrums, it's like almost comical funny what happens. It's like their eardrums literally go and spray blood out of their brains as they're like,
as their brains boil.
Yeah, exactly. They're clearly going down. Okay, Winston.
So that worked pretty well.
Stand up, and I'll take a disadvantage to try and sneak attack the guy in front of me.
Yeah.
So I roll 2d20 and take the lowest, right?
Correct.
I'll take the 4. So 4 plus the dagger.
You need
6. Yeah, 6 ACO miss.
Okay.
And then I will swift action.
Swift
maintain my my song.
You fell down. The song.
Oh right. Okay. Song stopped. I have to do that again.
Okay. Orcs. The 2 orcs in the death throw. So who did that spell?
Me.
You're going after the guy raining.
They're both going to attack you.
Yeah, I figured.
I got an 18 and a 12.
The 18 hits, the 12 does not.
18 hit does 8 points of slashing damage, and then they both fall down.
I got a panic.
When you take a disadvantage and it just cancels out a regular advantage,
you just roll one.
Do you still get the advantage from? Do you still like stack up a different advantage, or if you have like?
They just cancel each other out.
Okay.
Yeah, you just roll a d20.
Who's this? Simon. Who's this? This is Ram.
Me, yeah.
Okay, Ram, your green dice this time. Okay, I got a 12 and an 11. So that was a little mess, right? Okay. By the way, they dropped bows and drew axes as they came into melee. Okay, Randy, Vaughn, Ram.
Alright. Let's see, there is... Where's the tangos? Let's see, there's... You guys are friendly. Tango, so... I'll target that guy with the Ray of Frost.
Sorry, which one? This one?
Yeah.
Okay, fire away.
Plus five. I need to roll.
Your ally is providing cover to that guy. Do you want to move first?
Actually, that would be a bad idea. Let's move up to here and see if... Is that... Is he still in the way, or...
He's still in the way.
I have to get right up to him?
What's that?
I have to go right up to him?
You could get,
no,
like,
you
there.
You just need a clear line of sight to him.
Well, I mean... There you go. Technically, it's off of that, but...
No, I still... That's fine. Okay, shoot away.
All right, plus five. 11 plus 5, that is 16.
That is.
Vaughn, you're going to be next.
1d8. And then right.
Maximum damage, 8 points.
Okay. That guy was already deaf, and so the Ray of Frost just like sends him into the death rage. He's clearly going to drop down. Okay, Vaughn, over to you. So this guy is still threatening, but after his next turn, he'll be dead. These two are still very capable, and these three are now out of the house and heading towards the party. If you move away from that guy, he's going to get a free swing at you. As long as you stay next to him, you can move around him. Just can't step away.
Okay.
So right now, he's sort of doing this because he sees your friends behind him. Trying to make your job harder, so you can just take a step around him and then shoot.
Do I have to choose between... I notice I have a Cure Wounds, too. Do I have to choose between using that and attacking? Or?
Yes. Have you taken damage?
No. Is it only on myself, or...?
No, you can use it on someone else. I believe it's got a limited range, so it might even be touching.
It just... He's... You're kind of...
Are you really hurt?
I'm not really
hurt. No, I'm new to this, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Well, I only got 4 hit points left, so...
So...
Yeah, the thing is, if us wizards...
Which one are you, Tyler? If the range is... Does anyone have Cure Wounds? Do you know if it's...
I am not a healing wizard.
I don't know what it is. I have it, but I don't put it...
Let's assume it's touch, in which case, unfortunately, you can't get close enough to him to do it.
Okay.
So just keep shooting and let him come to you.
Yeah, go like there and shoot at the dog.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet. Just sidestep this guy, either go here or here, and you can shoot at these guys, or you can shoot at this guy who's right there.
Okay, I'll just shoot at that guy.
Fire it up. All
right.
You're due for a hit. Oh, yeah. That's
so it'll be 15?
Absolutely not. Shoot arrow goes right through.
17, yeah.
Give me some damage on that, please.
D8?
That's plus 4, right?
Yeah.
5.
However, that guy had taken some damage earlier, and same thing. The arrow goes through him, right through the heart, sticking out the back, and just enrages his death throes.
Okay. So everyone's in their death throes then?
Those two guys are definitely, yeah, they're both in. Okay, I got Ram, then I got the wolves, then I got Michael.
All right, so I'm going to attack the wolf that is not in its death throes.
I don't think the wolves get their death throes.
The wolves do not.
I didn't shoot it. So that's 14?
14's enough.
1d8. So that's 4 damage.
It is dead. You speared it right through.
And then I can move after, right?
Yes.
Well, where are you on the map? This guy will get a free swing at you.
If I move...
You can move around him, but he can't move away.
Correct.
Okay, so maybe I will move to...
Yeah, as long as you remain adjacent to him, you can move wherever you want.
Toro.
Okay.
I saw one thing which was
the wolf.
Like, they took the video from that and made it a horror movie.
Oh, that would be cool. That's on YouTube?
I saw it at Anime North.
Who is this?
Me.
Who is this?
You could probably find it on YouTube.
Are either of you hurt already?
I got 25 hit points. I'm hurt.
He's hurt.
So
I think you're fine.
You got damage?
Yeah, I've taken damage.
You've taken no damage?
No damage. Like,
he's going up to you.
I probably missed though.
15?
It's a miss. I got 18.
The wolf actually gets a bonus for every ally adjacent to him, so that's why he keeps moving up to where
he is. I see.
Okay. I got Michael, Tyler, Winston.
I'm up.
Yep.
Let's see. That guy's in his death rage, right?
These two guys are both going to get one more swing and drop and fall down, sorry.
And I can move 6.
Ooh, yeah.
Where is this guy?
That's me.
Are you here?
Sure.
Why not? Okay.
Let's see. I know this will probably provoke, but whatever. Attacking the wolf.
Okay. Does not
you
provoke.
Could.
Does not provoke.
Oh, really?
Oh. There we go. 11, 15.
Yep. 15 hits.
Six. Woo, that's better. 7 plus 11 damage.
At exactly 11 hit points. Yeah. The wolves were not that tough. That's why they didn't go up by themselves at first. Nice.
I do a victory damage.
Tyler, then Winston.
All right. I go here and Ray of Frost him. Okay. Nice.
Nice.
So roll your
two dice.
Seven. A.
Any
four,
maybe?
No, it's A.
So what? Well, let's see what other numbers are missing.
I think it's a one.
I think it's a one. Yeah. So
okay, 8 damage.
8.
There's no modifiers to damage.
A. No, my spell power, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a
dust.
All right. Just straight up D8.
And he moves 10 less.
Okay. Winston.
All right. I'll move 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, which is the maximum movement.
Okay.
And I will try to perform our song, give you guys more defense bonuses. Well, the one DS one that I had before.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the crit, so 25
so everyone's
plus 3
plus 2 to their defenses for this round.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, swift action. I have a swift action called the
I think you do that when someone gets hit, Winston.
Okay, these two guys are going to attack these two guys. So these are you two.
Yeah.
Gold, green.
Okay.
I think what happens is if these guys are going to get hit, then you say I distract.
Gold comes up to 20, green comes up to 14.
And take half damage, right? 14
is good.
It's me.
So he's going to get hit. Can you do this thing now?
I'll distract him, yeah. So if he hits you, you cannot take an action next turn, that character.
He's gonna be dead after he takes his hit. So
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yours is
8 points of damage.
Okay.
And then these two guys both drop dead.
All right. So just, yeah.
These two guys take off. This guy's limping
slow.
A little bit.
All right.
You said he's 10 less, right?
Yeah.
So he manages to just get around the cottage and slightly off the map.
That's all
clearly, right. They are taking off.
They have to run back to their chief saying they killed the baby, child. And then that's it. That's all they did today.
This house is starting to burn. You can see something is on fire here, but it's probably like this bearskin rug, which is going to eventually engulf the house, but it's clearly not a problem.
I'm gonna go in here. I'm gonna knock, and I'm like, we managed to chase the orcs off. Let us help you put out the fire.
Yeah, there's like the farmer's wife is like, my husband's at the bar drinking. Help me. So yeah, so you guys.
Where's
managed,
the water? Where's
yeah,
the water?
You guys managed to.
You're all like, the husband's away, huh? Well.
Somebody order pizza.
A ninja short
order pizza. Okay. So, what happens is the characters can take a couple of minutes here to literally put out the fires. Searching the bodies real quick, you manage to find everybody ends up getting 15 gold pieces from the combined treasure, what you find on the bodies. Any of the villagers that are nearby that have not been killed manage to head back towards the inn or the shrine to take safe refuge. However, the village falls quiet as the fighting comes to an end. Several more villagers have been killed. Homes and workshops have been pillaged, and one house is still burning, but you guys managed to put the fire out. From the direction of Haptooth Hill and Imani's Tower, you hear the ringing of steel and faint shouting. You might have more orcs to deal with.
Okay.
So the way D&D Next works, short rest takes an hour. You clearly don't have an hour. So anyone who is hurt will only regenerate hit points through magical means at this point.
All right.
So is anyone really hurt?
I'm 1 hit point, so I'll take a cure light. I'll have a cure light wounds, which I'll use on myself, I guess. Which heals up to 10 hit points, right?
I got 4 hit points left. I'll probably just hide.
26, I think.
Cure light wounds, 10 hit points. Is that right?
I have no idea. I'd have to look all this stuff up if you guys don't know.
I have cure wounds.
That's it?
Now keep in mind, you've got next week and then 1 week after that. So
and when you use
I'm not sure if you're going to have enough time between weeks 2 and 3 to take the rest. But you absolutely do not have time to take the rest between this week and next week.
All right. Yeah.
So
I'll leave it. Don't worry about it. I just have to stay in the back of the
house. How do I make a fifth edition character? Yep.
All the materials you can download off the Wizards website, dndnext.com.
Okay.
Well,
yes. Oh, okay. All right.
It's all free.
We'll try to get one
next week.
Until next week.
So I'm going to kill this.